Yeah, that was a kid's inner pig. Says, all these familiar tales of pigs and piglets, giants, chickens, and sillies are old favorites, not only in England where they originated, but wherever fairy tales were told. A few, in fact, were told by so many people that they have gotten a bit changed in the telling. That is why the Three Bears, for example, may be a surprise story for some of you, even though it is given here just as the facts were originally reported. Boris Karloff, the king of all storytellers, is always a delight on his recordings. He sounds exactly like everybody's favorite uncle. That is, if the favorite uncle could tell stories as charmingly as Boris Karloff. Not bad. I don't know. Should we hear the Three Bears? Maybe. Maybe. I think for now, though, I'm going to move you on to some more music. I got Vanilla Fudge lined up. Vanilla Fudge, and hopefully they're going to save the day here since CNC Music Factory couldn't, with a version of Season of the Witch. I don't think it's perfectly queued up, so we might get the end of another song here. But next is Season of the Witch by Vanilla Fudge from 1968. All vinyl today here on The Chris Earle Show. Thanks for listening. Here we go.
I see, and when when I look over my shoulder. Some ancient fella I'm longing to be. It's so strange. So strange.
Here we sit immersed in a liquid sea of love. Shimmering rainbows and silver sky above, a looking glass that reflects our past. Tied with seaweed all around like willows. Upside down, you caress my heart, caress my soul. Surround my limbs. You laugh? Your laugh, and hold my body fast. And we wake up and sit here thinking, thinking about the times we used to have, and know they're gone forever. We'll never learn. Never learn.
As I look over my shoulder, what do I see? And as I look over my shoulder, there's so many pretty sights to see. That it's strange.
Mama. I'm cold.
All right. There's 8 minutes and 40 seconds that we're never going to get back. Oh, there's a little more. What was that? Spooky. It's the vanilla fudge, as opposed to the vanilla fudge. No preposition, just vanilla fudge. And then just fudge. Who doesn't like fudge? That's pretty good, though. I kind of like that. It's, I guess it's kind of progressive rock. It's in between psychedelic and the beginnings of heavy metal, I guess, from 1967, 68. They do a great version of You Keep Me Hanging On that was featured in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and Quentin Tarantino soundtrack when Brad Pitt is fighting the hippies and he tosses cans of dog food at them. So yeah, the vanilla fudge, pretty good. I didn't think it was that long, but it was good. Started out a little slow, then got a little spooky. I'll have to remember that for Halloween again. I don't know if it'll be this Halloween, maybe another Halloween. Anyway, that's over. What can we do next? How about something from Disney? There's always, like, some nice, sweet things from Disney, right? Let's do Disney. Coming up next here on the program, it's the Chris Earle Show here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. And if you don't like the show, you're listening to WBZ Radio 1030. It's Nightside with Dan Ray.
My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine heading my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It's the truth. It's actual. Everything is satisfactory. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day. Yes, sir. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day.
Plenty of sunshine in the way.
Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's action. Everything is satisfactory. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Wonderful feeling, feeling this way. Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It is the truth. It's actual. Huh?
Why is that bluebird?
Everything is satisfaction. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
There's Uncle Remus here on the show from Disneyland Records from 1963 from Song of the South. Song of the South was that Disney movie. They banned it. Like, I don't think they play it too often anymore. But I do. There's let's play another one from Song of the South. We could play what the next one is. Who Wants to Live Like That? Let's check this one out. It's Who Wants to Live Like That by Uncle Remus, Walt Disney's Uncle Remus. On Disneyland Records from 1963. I always like Zippity-Doo-Dah. What the hell's wrong with that? What's wrong with you people? What's wrong with that? Come on. It's just Uncle Remus. It's Disney. Come on.
Old Br'er Possum got a trick. How come he gets so fat? When trouble come along, he play like dead. Now who wants to live like that? Well, I do. I sure do. I can't see nothing wrong. While other folks is worried, I'm sleeping all day long. Well, I do, I sure do. It's funny, but it's true. That's what I am so positive I really wants to do.
him down to the kitchen room. It's the same old thing, wanna get a bite of something for that hungry look.
Look up!
Stick your finger in the dumpling. Get your trouble with the cook.
Let the rain pour down. Let the cold wind blow. Gonna stay right here in the home.
Trouble, 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 fly away.
And the trouble with the weaver. Never get my hand. Look up.
Got the cotton full of beaver. Like a hypocrite's hat. When the wee one's in the cotton. Everybody feels low.
Look up. There is nothing on the table. When the dinner won't blow, let the rain pour down. Let the cold wind blow. Gonna stay right here in the home of
trouble. Fly away, fly away.
All right. All right. Maybe I get why they don't play it anymore. It's Walt Disney's Uncle Remus. From the motion picture Song of the South from 1963. All vinyl today here on the program. I don't know. I think it's time to play some Kiss. That's what I think. Let's play some Kiss. You know, whoever has Uncle Remus and then Kiss back to back? Nobody. Just schizophrenic radio. WMFO here in Medford.
Baby, you were made for loving me, and I
That's from 1979. And I guess that's probably Kiss's biggest record, I think. I'm not sure. It was a smash hit. Remember they used to call things a smash? That's just a smash hit. So it was released August 16th, 1979. It went platinum in several countries. So Kiss was really huge in the late 70s. They're considered heart rock and disco. That was kind of their disco era song. And I guess a lot of the Kiss fans hate that song, but I don't. I think it's pretty good. You know, I've never been a huge Kiss fan, but I like a few of their songs. And that had the classic lineup of Paul Stanley with Gene Simmons and Ace Frehley and Anton Figg, who later played in the David Letterman band with Paul Schaefer on NBC years later. And Vinnie Poncey, I guess that's his name. I think it's Vinnie. Or it's Viney. I don't know. Or it's Vaney. Vaney Poncia did the synthesizers. I don't know. Kiss fans are probably all mad at me right now. I don't care. I'm playing Pete Seeger next. Pete Seeger has an album here called Birds, Beasts, Bugs, and Little Fishes. I found this one. It's animal folk songs sung by Pete Seeger with banjo. Like, it's not going to be Pete Seeger on the drums. Duh. It's Pete Seeger on the banjo from Folkways Records in New York. So this was quite a find here. I think this thing's worth about $13. And I got it for $4, I think. Wow. It's got Skip to My Lou on it. I Had a Rooster, The Old Gray Mule, Alligator Hedgehog, Fly Through My Window, Groundhog, Mr. Rabbit, Gray Goose, Froggy When a Courtin', but Raccoon's Got a Bushy Tail, I Know an Old Lady. I think we're going to do I Know an Old Lady. Is that what this is? Or is the spider and the fly? Let me see. Hold on. Yeah, it's I Know an Old Lady. And if it's good, if you're good, I'll play Groundhog, maybe Mr. Rabbit. Because who can't get enough of Pete Seeger? I know I can't. Ed Norton did a great Pete Seeger in that Bob Dylan movie that came out. That was a great movie to see in the theater. The Complete Unknown. Thought it was kind of a lousy title. And what's his name did a good job. Shamalama Ding Dong there. Timothy Chalamet. The old Dune boy. The Call Me By My Name boy there. Everybody likes him. He's good. He's good. I don't know if he's a new DiCaprio, but he's good. Anyway, here we go. Pete Seeger with I Know an Old Lady. And, I'm sure this one gets a little dark, too. I don't know. I know an old lady who lived in a shoe. She had so many kids, she didn't know what to do. I don't know. We'll find out. Here we go. I Know an Old Lady. I know a couple old ladies.
I know an old lady who swallowed a fly. But I don't know why she swallowed a fly. I guess she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a spider. It wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. But I don't know why she swallowed the fly. I guess she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a bird. How absurd to swallow a bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly, but I don't know why she swallowed the fly. I guess she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a cat. Imagine that, she swallowed a cat. She swallowed the cat to catch the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly, but I don't know why she swallowed the fly. I guess she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a dog. Oh, she was a hog to swallow a dog. She swallowed the dog to catch the cat. She swallowed the cat to catch the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly, but I don't know why she swallowed the fly. I guess she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a goat. Just opened her throat and swallowed a goat. She swallowed the goat to catch the dog. She swallowed the dog to catch the cat. She swallowed the cat to catch the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wriggled and jiggled and tiggled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly, but I don't know why she swallowed the fly. I guess she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a cow. I don't know how, but she swallowed a cow. She swallowed a cow to catch the goat. She swallowed the goat to catch the dog. She swallowed the dog to catch the cat. She swallowed the cat to catch the bird. Swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly, but I don't know why she swallowed that fly. I guess she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a horse. She's dead, of course.
That was good. We gotta move on to the groundhog. The groundhog.
In come daddy from the plow. In come daddy from the plow. I want some dinner and I want it now. Groundhog. There's a piece of bread a-laying on the shelf. There's a piece of bread a-laying on the shelf. If you want some more, you got to get it yourself. Groundhog. He picked up his gun and he whistled to his dog. Picked up his gun and he whistled to his dog. Off to the wildwood to catch a groundhog. Groundhog. Two in a rock and a two in a log. And a two in a rock and a two in a log. Good Lord of mercy, what a big groundhog. Groundhog. Run here, Sal, with a 10-foot pole. Run here, Sal, with a 10-foot pole. Twist this groundhog out of his hole. Groundhog. Daddy returned in an hour and a half. Daddy returned in an hour and a half. Returned with a groundhog big as a calf. Groundhog. How them children whooped and cried. How them children whooped and cried. I love that groundhog stewed and fried. Groundhog. Took him home and tanned his hide. Took him home and tanned his hide. Made the best shoestring ever was tied. Groundhog. Meat's in the cover and the hide's in the churn. Meat's in the cover and the hide's in the churn. If that ain't groundhog, I'll be darned. Groundhog. In comes Sal with a snigger and a grin. In comes Sal with a snigger and a grin. Groundhog gravy all over her chin. Groundhog. Come here, Ma, look at Sam. Come here, Ma, and look at Sam. He's had all the meat and sopping up the pan. Groundhog. Old Aunt Sal was the mother of them all. Old Aunt Sal was the mother of them all. She fed them on groundhog before they could crawl. Groundhog.
That was fun. Good stuff, Pete Seeger and his banjo. Like I said, it's not Pete Seeger and his drums. It's Pete Seeger with banjo. Like, if you couldn't figure it out. That's the old lady who swallowed a fly. I always thought that one was creepy. You know? It's back there, too. And it was always lists, right? There's all these kids' songs that were kind of sinister, and they had these lists. Like, she did this, she did that, she did this. She lived in a shoe. She swallowed a fly. Perhaps she'll die. Maybe she ate a horse. As soon as she ate a horse, that was it. She was over. Who can eat a horse? When people used to say, I could eat a horse. I'm so hungry I could eat a horse. If you're from Medford, people used to say, I used to eat a hoss. I'm so hungry I could eat a hoss. And I had my friend Brian Gill, Mrs. Gill, his mother, I remember in high school, she used to say, I'm so hungry I could eat the balls off a galloping gazelle. I always liked that one. It was pretty good. Like, I never got to watch her eat, but I'm sure it was a lot of fun around the Gill household. In the 80s. Anyway, I hope she's alive still. She was always pretty nice. He became a cop. You believe it? With that language all around the household? Anyway, that one was from the Library of Congress Cod Catalog, 1958 Folkways Records, Pete Seeger with banjo, animal folk songs, birds, beasts, bugs, little fishes. And we're moving on to the next thing. And the next thing is the Beastie Boys. This is this is from my personal collection from 1989. I bought it fresh at Towered Records. It's an EP that nobody has but me, pretty much. It's called An Exciting Evening Home with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the Paul's Boutique album. This was a promo record before the album came out. This is Shadrach, and then I'm going to play you Caught in the Middle of a Three-Way Mix, and maybe even And What You Give Is What You Get. It's the Beastie Boys, all vinyl here today on The Chris Earle Show. Thanks for listening to WMFO in Medford.
That's Paul's Boutique. Ask for Janice when you call there for the best in men's clothing.
It's 4 a.m. I got a bottle of ale. I got nothing to lose, so I'm pissing on the third rail. Moving. not only of sight and sound, but of mind.
Whoa.
A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop.
91.5 WMFO, Medford.
It's all vinyl today here on the Chris Searle Show. I'm here with you for another 15 minutes or so, and then Edward's going to come in, and he's going to fire up his show at 8 p.m. Stick around for that. I got some John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band coming up next. This is from Scotty Brothers Records and Tapes. Scotty Brothers produced Weird Al, as well as these guys. This is 1983, from a movie called Eddie and the Cruisers. And I got to see John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band just a few years ago, and they were great. So I'm going to perform two from this album on side one, On the Dark Side and Tender Years, coming up next here on the show. Thanks for listening to the All Vinyl Show today here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name's Chris Searle. Thanks once again for listening, and I'm on the DJ chat for a few more minutes if you want to say hi. I was going to give you Tender Years, but that one sounds a little bit off. So that's Eddie and the Cruiser soundtrack. Pretty good. I've got Zoo TV coming up next. This is a vinyl that I just got. It's live from Dublin from 1993. It's an EP that came out from U2 last year. And this one was made in France, and I got it. And it's bright yellow. It's really cool looking. So this is live in Dublin from 1993. U2 from the Zoo TV tour on vinyl. These are all previously unreleased. So this, I'm going to give you Zoo Station and then maybe Mysterious Ways, or I might even throw in a little more Pete Seeger before I go out here at 8 o'clock. So next one is Zoo Station from 1993. It's all vinyl here today on my show. It's Chris Searle and WMFO Medford. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
It's live from 1993 on vinyl here, U2 with Zoo Station. Pretty good. I was going to give you one more there, but we had a request for a little more Pete Seeger, so I think I'm going to give you another Pete Seeger tune here. Here we go. This one is, by request, Mr. Rabbit. Here we go.
Mr. Rabbit, your ears are mighty long. Yes, don't you know they were put on wrong? Every little soul's gonna shine, shine. Every little soul's gonna shine along. Mr. Rabbit, your nose always twitches. Yes, don't you know it always itches. Every little soul's gonna shine, shine. Every little soul's gonna shine along. Mr. Rabbit, your tail's so tight. Yes, don't you know it was put on right. Every little soul's gonna shine, shine. Every little soul's gonna shine along. Mr. Rabbit, where you been? Down to Mr. Angelo's garden. Every little soul's gonna shine, shine. Every little soul's gonna shine along. Mr. Rabbit, what do you eat? Carrots and cabbages from my head to my feet. Every little soul's gonna shine, shine. Every little soul's gonna shine along. Mr. Rabbit, your ears are so long. Yes, don't you know they were put on wrong? Every little soul's gonna shine, shine. Every little soul's gonna shine along.
It's WMFO in Medford, so I'm going to give you this last one. It's going to be Johnny Paycheck with a song called Drinking and Driving, and then Edward is up here and ready to go. So thanks for listening to my show today. My name is Chris Earle. It was all vinyl today, so everything I brought was from my personal collection here, so I hope you liked it. And like I said, there's a little couple little flubs along the way, but thanks for putting up with me. And I'll be back next week, and maybe I'll bring another stack of 40 vinyls, and we'll do it all again next week.
Shotgun.
Pretty fun.
Lord.
There's Pete Seeger again. We'll get rid of him, and we're going to put on Johnny Paycheck, last song of the night for me. Edward's ready. And here we go with Johnny Paycheck, a song called Drinking and Driving, which, of course, you don't want to do. This has been a special notice from Chris Earle and WMFO here in Medford, 91.5 FM. Have a good night, everybody. See you next week.
$5 worth of regular, $3 worth of wine. Just hand me a road map, show me the state line. I got the blues on my bumper, Lord, I gotta leave them behind. Yeah, I'm gonna drink and drive that woman right off of my mind. She bought a ticket for Texas, left me late last night. I got a ticket this morning for a DUI. $10 is my very last dime. I'm gonna take it in, drink and drive that woman right off of my mind. Breaker, breaker, this is heartache. I got a memory on my tailgate. Hey, old Smokey's on the rear. I'm gonna chase my headlights till I can drink me blind. I'm gonna be drinking and driving that woman right off of my mind. Take it as a do it. took my grandma's picture and everything I had. I'm half tanked on misery. I've never felt so bad. My walls are filled with nothing. I can't face them tonight. So I'm gonna keep drinking and driving that woman right off of my mind. Breaker, breaker, this is heartache. Now hear me loud and clear. I got a memory on my tailgate. Lord, no smoke is on my rear.